We're holding on Samach Dalad Amud Vez, three lines from the bottom. We left off. We have a case in the Mishnah where a man says, "I received kedushin on behalf of my older daughter," and we're not sure whether he means the eldest daughter or whether he means one of the older daughters. So we had a machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Yosi about that. So we said in the Mishnah, the Meir says that three out of the four of them are going to be included in the suffix and are going to need a get in the suffix, and Reb Yosi says only one of them. Then we said, on the other hand, we have a Mishnah in Nedarim where it seems to be the other way around. We have a case where a person makes a neder ad pneya Pesach, and Reb Meir says that it's also until Pesach comes, and Reb Yosi says until Pesach is over, which sounds like the other way around. Reb Yosi is more willing to say that a person is going to say something that will end up in a state of suffix. And so we said we have to flip around the opinions. In that Mishnah in Nedarim, and say that Reb Meir is the one who says he'd be also until the end of Pesach, and therefore he's being consistent with what he says over here, that mochis in shenafshel l'sfeika, a person will stake something, even though he's saying it unclearly, and the result is a suffix. So the Gemara continues, Amar Abaye, machloikas b'shtei kitei banis. The whole machloikas is when there are two groups of daughters. So we said he has two daughters from his first wife, Rachel, Leah and Rachel. He has two daughters from his second wife, Bilhah and Zilpah. And therefore, so when he says the Gdola, then we don't know whether he means the oldest, or whether which would be Leah, or whether he means the oldest of the second group, which would be Bilhah, or maybe even he means Rachel, who is part of the older group, even though she herself is younger than Leah. But Abaye says that's only when there are two groups. But if there's only one group, everybody would agree that only the eldest one is going to be called Gdola, and only the youngest one is going to be Ktana. And sorry, as far as the ones in the middle, Bishma Karila, he would call her by name rather than the older or the younger one. So in a case like that, if he has one group of girls, all from the same wife, and he says, I was Makadosh the Gdola, then it's going to be the eldest one. And if he says Tana, it's going to be the youngest one. Rav Adab Amasna asked him, according to you, so you're saying now in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah, the Meir had said that when there were two groups, then we said that the older one and the younger one of the first group and the older one of the second group are all included. But by your logic, suppose that there's a middle one among the second group should also be mutter. Suppose now that you have the two groups. The first one contains Leah and Rachel. The second one is Bilhah, Zilpah, and Miriam, let's say. So why shouldn't we say then that Zilpah, who is the middle one, in the second group, she should be mutter, because after all, we said he said Gdola, and according to your logic, Gdola includes only the eldest one within the second group. And the answer is, Abaye answers, Halchamayaskin, B'shein Shemal Gdola Oktana, B'shein Shemal Gdola Oktana. Okay, but not necessarily. You could say that, fine, but the Mishnah specifically is talking about a case where the second group contains only one older and one younger girl. It's true, Abaye says, if there were more girls in the second group, then you're right, only the first one would be Osir, not the other ones. And he says, Hakinam Mistaber, in fact, it's logical to say that, De'im Issa De'ika, because if in fact there was a middle one, if there were not only Bilhah and, let's put Miriam in the middle over there, if there were Bilhah, Miriam, and Zilpah, and that were the case, Lysnia, then you would expect the Mishnah to mention it. The Mishnah should say that when the father lists out the possible svekas, he should say, I don't know whether I meant my eldest daughter, whether I meant the oldest or the middle of my younger daughters, or maybe I meant the younger one of the older set, namely Rachel. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't say that shows that we have to be talking about there are in fact only four girls here, two and two. Well, the Gemara answers back, that's not necessarily a proof. According to your Svara, what about, though, consider the middle daughter of the first group? Now we said when he says gedola, the first group is definitely included, because we said in the Mishnah both the oldest and the young, both the older and the younger in that group are included. And for that matter, in the case of Katana also, the younger one in the older group is included. Based on Abaya's logic, certainly it would be a suffix, and it would be also Mikatonila, and does it say in the Mishnah? The fact is, the Mishnah doesn't say anything about an Emtsoyis at all. So you're trying to prove, because it didn't say anything about an Emtsoyis, a middle one, in the second group, then therefore that shows she's not Osir. But the fact is, there's definitely, the suffix would definitely have to include the middle one of the first group, and yet the Mishnah doesn't list that there's one. So therefore, it's not a proof, the fact that the Mishnah didn't mention them, that they don't exist. But the Gemara, so therefore, you should say that maybe we can't go like a Abaya, that the middle one should be Mutter, because one way or the other, he's not going to call her Gedola or Ktana, he'll call her by name. But the Gemara answers back, that's not a valid deflection. Hochi Hashta, how are you thinking to compare? Hosab Tonic Tana Didali Sura. In the case of the first group, where he said Gdola, the Tana has to mention that even the younger one in that group is also misuffic, because after all, she is older than the girls from the second group. Then we understand by a Kavachomer that it includes the girls who are older than her in that group. So the Mishnah doesn't need to mention anything. The Mishnah doesn't need to mention that there's anyone between Leah and Rachel, because it's obvious if Rachel herself is already also, even though she's the youngest in her group, how much more so any girl in that group who's older than her, in the case where he said Dola. Hocha, but in the case where we're talking about over here, the second group, where we're saying there's a difference, one of them is also one of them, the younger one is Mutter, im Issa de Ika, if there had in fact been a middle daughter, Nisnia, then you would expect the Mishnah to mention it, so that we should know, well, which category does the middle one go into? Does she go into the category of Bilha, and therefore she's also Misafik, or does she go in the category of Zilpa and is Mutter? The fact that the Mishnah doesn't say such a thing, where you would expect it to, leads us to say that we are in fact talking about there is no other girl. There's only Bilha and Zilpa in the second group. Well, therefore, so the question, sort of Adab Amasna's question, that if there's an emtsois, then she should be Mutter. You're right. If there was an emtsois in the second group, she would be Mutter. But the Mishnah is not addressing that case. The Mishnah is addressing a case where there's exactly two girls in the second group. However, Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua says to Rava, based on what we're saying, it's interesting that we had Abaya saying this, and now we have Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua asking Rava about it. But Pashtos, we could say that after Abaya passed away, and they're looking over and considering what he said, then Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua points out to Rava, who succeeded Abaya as the head of the central yeshiva, he tells him on the face of it, there's something in what Abaya is saying that doesn't seem to fit. Now, we said before, we learned at the end of yesterday's Gemara, we had that Mishnah in Nedarim, where a person says a neder that will be in effect ad pnei Pesach, and we had a machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Yosi, what that means, until the beginning of Pesach or until the end of Pesach. Anyway, so Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua says to Rava, ha Pesach, but consider the case of where the person says that I'm doing a neder until Pnei Pesach, to keep kat achas dami, that is the equivalent of having one group, that's the equivalent as far as this discussion, as though we had one group of girls, because there's only one Pesach. There's the beginning of Pesach and there's the end. And then you have a bunch of days in the middle. So what is Abaya saying as far as the girls? That if there are three girls, then when he says Gdola, necessarily he means the oldest one, and when he says Katana, necessarily he means the youngest one, and therefore the Emtsoyis is not going to be included in between. Well, when it comes to Pesach, consider that. So you have the first day, you have the last day, and you have several days in between. Or Pligi, and we still have the Machlokas, Reb Meir, and Reb Yosi, whether each of those days is included or not. When he says ad pnei Pesach, does he mean to include himself in the suffix, where therefore it's going to cover the middle days as well, or not? So you see, therefore, so how does that fit with what Abaye is saying? Amalei, so Rava answers, Hosam Belishna de Alma Kamithli. The fact is, the machloikas of Rameir and Rabbi Yossi over there is not really so much as far as Machis Inish Nafshala Sveka, it's rather what does the actual Loshan Pnei mean? When he says Ad Pnei HaPesach, Mar Sovar, so Rameir is going to hold, Ad Pnei HaPesach means Ad Kame Pisra, is going to mean until the word Pnei is going to, is like the word Lifnei, so it means before. So Rav Meir is going to say that it means until before Pesach. So once Pesach starts, then the neder is over. Umar Sava ad mifni Pesach, whereas Rav Yossi says the word pnei can also be understood meloshin like you have in Yom Kippur davening, like you have in Ne'ilah. Hayon yifne Hashemesh yavei v'yifne, which means it's going to turn away, it's going to go away. So therefore, so if we look at it that way, then it means that then it means until Pesach has completely gone away, meaning it's over. And by the way, the Ritva points out, now before we said we have to flip around the opinions, not the Ritva, actually, the Ramban and then the Rashba point out that now we don't need to. Before we said we have to flip around the opinions in Nedarim, because otherwise it's not consistent with our Mishnah. Now actually, based on Rava's answer, we don't need to say that. We could, after all, say that the Mishnah in the Dorim is as it is. Rav Meir's opinion remains Rav Meir's. Rav Yehuda's, Rav Yossi's remains Rav Yossi's. Because now we don't need to flip them around in order to make it work and be consistent. Because now we're saying it's not a matter of Machus Inish Natural Sveka. It's just a matter of what is the actual Loshen Pnei HaPesach mean. With that said, since the Gemara in Nedarim does leave it the way it was, that the opinions are flipped around, therefore the Rambam paskins accordingly. When you have a Machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, we paskin like Rav Yossi, usually. So here the Rambam paskins according to the flipped around way of it, which is that Rav Meir is the one who's saying until Pesach begins, and that's how he paskins. Mishnah says, here's more cases of sfeikus as far as kedushin. A man says to a woman, I was makadish you, but she says, you were not makadish me. Now, one thing we know, when a man is makadish a woman, one consequence of it is each of them becomes also forever to marry certain relatives of the other one. Once Reuven has been Makadish Rachel, then Reuven is also to ever, even if Rachel dies or he divorces her or whatever, he's still also to marry Rachel's mother or daughter or any of a couple of other relatives, and then as long as she's alive, also her sister. Similarly, Rachel, even if Reuven dies or divorces her, is going to be also to marry Reuven's father or son or any of a couple of other, or brother, unless it's a matter of Yibum. So now Reuven is saying, I was Makadish you, which the result would be that he's also in her relatives. But she's saying you weren't Makadish me, therefore she's saying I'm not also in your relatives. So exactly that. Who also becomes seha? He becomes also to ever marry her relatives. This is an example of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Beisura. He in effect, with his statement, and Hadaras Baldin, Kamei Adam Dami, is in effect saying, I'm saying that your relatives are also to me. But she's allowed to marry any of his relatives because she hasn't Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Beisura. What about another case? He ameres kidashtani v'huem loki dashtich. What about the other way around? She says, you gave me kedushin, and he says, I did not give you kedushin. Then the other way around, he'll be mutter to marry her relatives, because we're talking about over here, as usual, where there's no edim. So there must have been edim at the time of the kedushin. We're going to say further on in the Gemara that there has to be edim for kedushin. It's called edim kiyum rather than edim birr. Usually you have edim on something are called edi birr, meaning that their job is just to verify for us that the thing took place. But when it comes to kedushin and gittin and some other things, you have primarily gittin and kedushin. You have edim have to be edi kiyum. Without them, the thing b'chlal doesn't take place.
Well,
no, No, it's clear that, for example, we're going to talk about an Amud Beis. We're going to talk about what you need for Edim. The point is, here we're talking about there were Edim at the time of the supposed Kedushin, but now they're gone, they passed away, or they went away from the Midrash Yam or whatever, and we can't check with them, and so all we have is the Chosin and the Kalos say so. So he's saying I was Makadosh you, she's saying I didn't receive Kedushin from you, or the other way around. So again, so she says you were makadosh me. He says I didn't. Who mutter b'krev esel? He remains mutter to marry her relatives, but he has sort of a krev. She's also to marry his relatives. What about kidashtich? Another case. Suppose he says I was makadosh you. V'hi emeres lo kidashta ela biti. She says you weren't makadosh me. She weren't makadosh me. You were makadosh my daughter. Now we're not necessarily talking about where the daughter is being Kedushin is being received by her father, for one thing, because then why is she saying about it? She should say, go ask my husband which one he received Kedushin on. So we're talking about, let's say, for example, the girl is a Yisayma, right, and now her mother can't accept Kedushin on her behalf. So she's saying you were Makadosh my daughter. But he's saying I was Makadosh you. So again, who also the Krovis Gdola, so he, because Shavi and Nafshe Chaticha de Yisora, will be also to marry the relatives of the older one, of the mother, Ugdola Muteris Bekrovov, she, on the other hand, will be Mutter to marry his relatives, who Mutter Bekrovis Ktana, on the other hand, he is Mutter in the relatives of the younger girl, because the mother doesn't necessarily have Nemonos over her. The mother said, you were Makadosh my daughter. Now, we learned before, a father has the right, of the Torah, to say, as biti nasati l'ishazeh, to say, I received Kedushin for my daughter. The mother does not have, the Torah doesn't give the mother that same kind of nemonus. She needs Edim to back up what she's saying. The whole thing is only Dirabban, that's true. But the Bechlal, though, even let's say, even suppose it was a case of Kedushin Daraisa, let's say the father received Kedushin and then died or something, and now the only thing we have is the mother's say-so that her daughter was Mekodesh, then again, the Torah doesn't give that nemonus to the mother. Not that we don't trust her, but the concept, the Gzeiras HaKol, in the Torah, applies only to a father. So therefore, the man is mutter in the relatives of the younger one, and the younger one is mutter to marry his relatives, because she herself never said anything about it, she herself being the Scottish. Now, of course, many of the relatives of the mother are also going to be the relatives of the daughter, but not all of them. Let's say, for example, when you marry a woman, her daughter and her granddaughter become also to you. Her great granddaughter is also only in the Midrabban. That's one of the Shnias that we learned about in Yavamas. So now you can have other cases. You can have, for example, let's say, you can have, for example, relatives from her father's side that are not her mother's relatives at all, et cetera. Yeah, you have of the 20 or so relatives that are Arayas Min HaTorda, plus the 20 or so others that are also Dirabanan, then yeah, you can have a number of them whether we consider them relatives of the mother or of the daughter, and therefore whether they're going to be also a mutter to him. Yeah. So therefore, in our case over here, where the mother is saying that you weren't Makadosh me, you were Makadosh my daughter, but he's saying I was Makadosh you, so Shavya Nafshe Chaticha De Yisura makes it therefore he's also in the mother's relatives. But other than that, everybody's mutter with everybody else. The other way around, what if he says kidashtich? What about kidashti es bitich? The other way around, he tells her that he tells her I was makadosh here. And by the way, Rashi points out it has to be. We have to say that she doesn't. The katana doesn't require a get from him. If she required a get, then her relatives would be also to him, because now she'd be considered grushasa, and the relatives of his grusha remain also to him. So we're saying it's considered there was no kiddushin here at all between him and her, and therefore no get is needed for her to be mutter, to marry somebody else, because again, even though her mother is saying, my daughter, you were makadosh my daughter, but the Torah doesn't give her the nemonos to say that, and the daughter herself hasn't said anything, and we don't have Adris, so therefore the result is the daughter remains mutter to anybody else.
She doesn't know about it.
Right. Well, she may not even know about it, but yeah. Obviously, if the daughter does marry somebody else, and later on Adim come and say that the Kedushin took place in front of us, then she's in trouble, but yeah. But until then, she's mutter. And the other way around, Kidashti es bitich, if the man says to the woman, I was Makadish your daughter, but he had met us like Yadash Del Oisi, and she said, no, you were Makadish me, then the other way around. Who also with Krivis Katana, he, based on Shav Yanafsha Chaticha the Isura, is also to marry any relatives of the Katana, because he says he was Makadishur, or Katana Mukteris Bakriva, but the Katana is allowed to marry any of his, and in this case, by the way, the Katana will require a get, because, well, we're going to see, actually, whether a get is required, we're going to see in the Gemara, in these cases where he says, I was Makadish you, and she denies it, is a get going to be necessary? Actually, that we're going to see in the Gemara. So he's also in the relatives of the Tana. The Tana Mutteris B'Kroyev, however, she's mutter to marry her relatives because he doesn't have the Nemonis to make her also. And he is also mutter to marry the relatives of the mother. However, in this case, because the mother says, you are Makadish me, then you have the other kind of Shavi Nafsha Chaticha de Isura, and therefore she's also to marry his relatives.
If they call her Gdola, she's the mother. Mother and daughter. Right?
And because, that's how it is. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Ha'omer le'isha kidash lichola. So we have a number of cases in the Mishnah. We have the case where he says, I was Makadish you, and she says, you weren't Makadish me. And we have the other way around, where she says, you were Makadish me, and he says not. So it's Tzricha. So we need to be told both of those din. Even though, I mean, the principle seems to be the same in both cases. In both cases, the one who said there was Kiddushin becomes also in the other one, because Shavu Nafsha Chaticha D'Yisura. The other one doesn't become also in him. But the point is, the Iyashmin Gabi Didei, if he said it only in the case where he says, I was Makadish you, and she says no, you would say, Mishum D'Gavga Le'ichbas Le'u Mikri Omar. Because the man doesn't really care so much, he doesn't mind lying, because... So he may just say that I was Makadish, even though he wasn't actually Makadish, because he has nothing to lose by it, basically.
Now
he can marry somebody else, exactly. So what I'm also to marry her relatives. I don't care about them. So therefore he might say that. Abel Ihi, but when it comes to her, Ema, you might think, Ilabd Kimle Bidibura, Ilabd Kimla Bidibura, Lehabas Amra. Maybe if she wasn't certain about it, she wouldn't say. So she wouldn't say I was Makodesh to you, where they are now not only her relatives are also to him, but also, not only if that's true, her relatives are also to him, and she's also to his relatives, but also that she herself becomes off limits to everybody. So Velitza you, so maybe in fact he should be also the Kriga Seho and her relatives. Kamash Malan, therefore the Mishnah is telling us, nevertheless, we don't accept that. It's true she has less of an incentive. She has much more of a barrier towards lying. But the fact is, not necessarily a matter of lying, but only when Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Deisura, only then can we say that they're also, and like this, he's saying that not. I wasn't Makadish you, and therefore we can't, her words are not binding on him.
But she would be allowed to get married.
So she is not going to be allowed to get married because Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Deisura, she herself says, I was Makadish. But he can't be also and her relatives on the basis of that because he's saying I wasn't Kaddish you.
And if she was a Tana, then her words would count.
If she was a Tana, then perhaps her words wouldn't count. Maybe I don't know. Okay, fine. What about Kiddashtich v'hi and Meres Lechola? What about then we have the two cases in the Mishnah where he says I was Makadish you and she says you were Makadish my daughter and vice versa, where he says. So now hot two lomeli. So why do we need this din in the Mishnah as well? We already know the woman doesn't have nemonis to bind the husband, to bind the man. And the answer is itzuch. We still need it. Sakdat hamina. You might have thought midaraisa heimne rachman alayav. After all, we said before that the Torah gives the father nemonis to say that he was Makadish's daughter, as we learned before, as biti nasati leishazeh. So midrabbanan hem nuha. Maybe you should say that midrabbanan hem nuha lida. Maybe midrabbanan, at least the mother should have nemanus over her daughter as well. Now, the fact is, Tosfos Rosh explains, we're talking about the daughter as a yisoma. Midrabbanan, the mother is able to receive kedushin on her behalf. Well, so what are we saying? In other words, the midrabbanan were to a certain extent putting the mother in place of the father. Like this for Yisoma, like this for a regular girl, the father would receive her kedushin. Here, the mother receives her kedushin. Maybe then midrabbanan, we also give her the nemonus of the father, and therefore, if she says, "I received kedushin on behalf of my daughter," then we should believe her. So it's a v'tiksa brata, and therefore the daughter should be also b'dibura through her words. Kamashmalan, therefore we're saying that no, even the Rabban and the Chachamim did not put up such a thing. No, the Chachamim didn't go that far, and therefore only the girl herself, once she's old enough to speak or to be able to talk about it, or the man is, so if the man says, I was Makadosh you, and she doesn't say anything, then yes, there's Kiddushin. If she says something and the man doesn't say anything, then also, but other than that, the mother's words don't have the power to bind the daughter. Okay, then we have the last case of the Mishnah, Kiddashti es bitcha b'chola. He says, I was Makadosh es bitech. He says, I was Makadosh your daughter, and she says, you were Makadosh me. So, ha tu lamali, why do we need that, Din? And the answer is, you're right, there's not really much of a chiddush in that. Once the Tana mentioned the case where he says, I was Makadosh you, and she says, you were Makadosh my daughter, so therefore, for completeness' sake, we also say the other way around. It's true, we're not really learning anything from that bava of the Mishnah that we didn't have before.
Now, in this case that we speak over here, there's no actual chuppah, right? And there's no actual living together.
Here we're only talking about Kiddushin, right? We haven't yet gotten to Nisuin.
She can't, I mean, we can't say, ask Tom, do you remember? Because nothing
happened. Right, because nothing happened yet.
Nothing happened. She doesn't even have to know about all of them.
Well, Kiddushin she has to have received. I mean,
her mother received on her back, or her brother.
Right, but okay, fine, right. Yeah.
Okay, so you can't ask her what happened.
You can't ask what. Okay. Now, Itmar, so now we have a discussion what happens in our Mishnah. And we have to figure out which din of the Mishnah the following. We're first going to present the machlokas, then we're going to talk about which din of the Mishnah does it apply to. Rav Amar Koyfin, Rav says, well, Beis Din is going to force the man to give a get. Or Shmuel Amar Mavakshin, Shmuel says, we're not going to force him, we're just going to ask him to give a get. Well, the Gemara asks Ahaya, which case of the Mishnah are Rav and Shmuel referring to? Ilema Adresha, are you talking about the Resha? Where he says, I was Makadosh you, and she says, you weren't Makadosh me. So the Mishnah had said, in that case, then who also the Kurei Vaseh, the Imotaris Bekurei. Well, but the question is that he's also in her relatives, but now we say she's mutter in his relatives. Well, that means there's no get. Of necessity, there's no get at all. If there was a get, then she would become usher in his relatives. Ela a sefer. So we have to be talking about it's referring to the sefer the other way around. She says that I was makodesh to you, and we believe her to make herself an ashes ish. So therefore, we need to give her a get. Well, then we have to figure out b'shlema mevachin l'chaye. Well, it's easy enough to understand why we ask him to give her a get. He doesn't want to marry her because he's saying I was never Makadosh you, so therefore we can't force him to give a get. So therefore we can only ask him, look, this woman is saying that she's also because she claims that you were Makadosh her. Do her a favor and write her a get so she's not also to everybody else. So we can understand Mavakshin. Ela Koifin Amai, why would Rab say that you force him? Omar, why can't he say, why can't he say, look, you're arguing, in other words, the point is, you could argue, it's koifin amidas doim, what does he have to lose from it? He can say, I have a lot to lose from it. Like this, I could have in the future married her sister, or her mother, or her daughter, or whatever, and now I can't, if I write her a ksuba. So why would Rav say that we force him to? Mele, if he himself had done something, okay, but she's coming out of the blue and saying, you are Makadosh me, why should he be required to give a get to the extent where Rav is saying we can force him to do that? Rather you have to say, Shmaitza ahadodi itmar. What it is actually Rav and Shmuel's statements were not said in opposition to one another. Rather Rav is adding to what Shmuel said. Namely, Omar Shmuel Mavakshin Mimenu get. So Shmuel says we request him to give her a get, so that way at least she won't be stuck. So now, Omar Rav, so now Rav adds to that, you should know, Im Nosan get me atzmai, if he gives a get on his own, without them even asking him, then that amounts to a hedah that he was Makadosh. Therefore, Koifin, I said, Litin Ksuba, therefore we will force him to give her a Ksuba. Usually an Arusa does not have a Ksuba. But Rashi and Tosfos both say over here that an Arusa does have a Ksuba. So here we can show that an Almona or Grusha, Mina Everson, does have a Ksuba. If there was a Ksuba, obviously there's no Mavakshin, then it's clear there was a marriage over here. So Rashi and Tosfos both say that evidently we have to be talking about there's no written Ksuba, but still an Arusa is entitled to a Ksuba. On the other hand, there are Rishonim who learn differently than Ramban, I think, and others who learn differently, and they say no, we could be talking about over here a case where we could in fact be talking about a case over here where there is a written ksuba or something or maybe not a written ksuba, but whatever, there's something that we could say that she is in fact entitled to a ksuba. Usually an arusa is not entitled to a ksuba, but you might have a case where in fact she's entitled to collect one even as an arusa. Fine. So the Gemara says itman nami. In fact, they said also. So this again, when Rav said koifin, we have to understand, as you said, we don't refer to koifin to give the get. Rather, we are referring to koifin as far as the ksuba. So now we have to bear that out. Itman nami. They said also Omer of Acha ba'ada, Omer Rav, Ra'amilo Omer of Acha ba'ada, Omer of Amnuna, Omer Rav. So one version is he said it directly from Rav, and the other is he heard it from Rav Amnuna. Koifin and Ravachin. It means we force him and we request him. So what does that mean? Tauti. How do you have both? It's either you force him or you request him. What it means is so that's what it means. Hochifama. That's exactly what it means. Mevachin mimenu litim get. Like Shmuel said, we request him to give her a get, so she's not stuck. The im nosen may atzma. If he gives the get on his own, koifanosa litim ksuba, then we're going to force him to give a ksuba because then that amounts to saying that amounts to agreeing that he was mekadesher. Okay.
Even though there was no chuppah,
but again, we're talking about mina erusin. So again, according to Rashi and Tosfos, this proves that mina erusin, she is in fact entitled to a ksuba payment. And then there are rishonim who learn differently and find ways to make it work, even if it was only mina erusin.
Yes, it wouldn't be the textbook, but we just the basic.
No, they're talking about the basic, yeah. So now an interesting point that the poskim bring up is that once he gives her the get, so we're saying he's going to be also to marry her relatives. Therefore, to begin with, he could say, I don't want to give the get because why should I make myself also to marry her relatives? And we say, fine, we agree with that. We can't force you to give the get, but we're requesting to Taka, if he gives the get, why does he become also in her relatives? He's still saying, I was never a Makadishma. So you have an interesting discussion about this between the different Noisy Kalim and Shulchan Aruch and on this part of Shulchan Aruch. The Taz says basically that in the Mishnah we were talking about Shavi Nafsha Chaticha Di Surah. Here it's more Zera Dirabonim. If he gives her a get and then he marries one of her relatives, people are going to think you're allowed to even in a regular case. So therefore, we tell him not to marry her relatives in that case.
Well, he gave a get, so.
Right, because he gave a get, and therefore people are going to think it's maybe not a true get because he's claiming that he was never Makadisher in the first place, but nevertheless, people are going to be confused. The base Shmuel, which is one of the major, every chalik of Shulchan Aruch, you know, has two major Noisa Kalim, like in Orach Chaim, you have Taz and Magen Avraham, and in your day, you have Taz and Shach. In Evna Ezer, the two major ones are the Chalkas Mechoikik and the Beis Shmuel. You have Taz as well, writes on it, but he's printed on the bottom over there. Anyway, the Beis Shmuel, one of the two of them, says basically when a person gives a get, it amounts to saying that everything in the get is true. So therefore, so now it's like, now it's like he's changing his mind. He's saying, you know what, I was Mekadosher after all, and therefore I'm giving a get. And so therefore he becomes also in the relatives. And he mentions in that case, in fact, the Ramah mentions a point that, so like this, we're saying that the Ramah mentions when, like this, he gives her a get and he becomes also to her relatives. So he's saying, so in effect, he's saying, I never married her, but now he's saying, I'm giving her a get to take off the Shavu Nafsha Chaticha Bisura. So therefore, that makes him also to her relatives. But the other way around, if he says, I was Makadish you, and she says not, if she receives a get from him, in order, let's say, now technically she shouldn't need a get at all, but if she does, just in order to take away any koil or something like that, she doesn't become also in his relatives. So that's the base Shmuel explains. That's why, because she's only receiving the get. She's not giving it. Giving a get amounts to saying that everything that's in the get is correct. But receiving a get doesn't have that same effect. So, yeah. So the shavu nafshi chaticha deisura. So again, we're saying he says I was makadosh you. She's saying you were never makadosh me. He's the one that shavu nafshi chaticha deisura. Now suppose that he gives her a get. Let's say for example, because she thinks, what if there ends up being a coil that I was in Scottish and people are not going to want to marry me because they're going to think I'm an Ashes ish. Therefore, please give me a get. Even if he does, she doesn't become also in his relatives, says the Rama. Because she's not the one who wrote the get and gave it, she's only the one who received it. Receiving a get does not amount, so that's the base Shmuel explains, receiving a get does not amount to saying whatever is in this get is true. As opposed to giving a get amounts to saying that whatever is in this get is true.
What's about people who say, oh, see, once you get a get, you can marry the relatives. Same thing.
So that, according to the Taz, that would be an issue. According to the Beis Shmuel, that's not an issue. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Omer of Yehuda, Hamakadish be'ed echad. If a man is makadish in the presence of one aid, ein choshishin the kedushah. We're not choshish that the kedushin are valid at all. So we're not concerned. There's no valid kedushin here at all. Because you need to aid him. So bo mi name it of Yehuda. So they asked of Yehuda, shneim moedim mai. What about if both of them agree that what the aid is saying is valid? In other words, is it you're saying that one aid does not believe in the kind of cases of our Mishnah where one of them says yes and the other one says no, and one of them has one aid to back them up? So we're saying one aid is not enough. But if both of them agree there was kedushin, then one aid would be enough. Or do we say that not? You always need to aid him. So ain v'loy v'rafi v'yodi. You're saying yes, no, different times. You're saying different things. Sometimes he was saying yes, sometimes not. V'rafi v'yodi. It was weak in his hands. In other words, he didn't know for sure the answer. Maybe yes, maybe not. On the other hand, itmar. Then they said, it was said, Omer of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Hamakadosh be'ed echon ein choshen l'kedushah v'afilu shneim moedim. Rav Nachman clearly says in the name of Shmuel, even if both of them agree that there was kedushin, nevertheless one aid is not enough. So Eisve Rav or Rav Nachman. So Rav says in that case, Rav Nachman have a contradiction. What about our Mishnah? He says to the woman, I was Makadish you. She says, you weren't Makadish me. He's also to marry her relatives. She's mutter to marry his. So, what's the scenario? If there are Edim of the Kiddushin, am I Mutaris Bekrevim? Why would she be mutter in his Krevim? The Edim say there was Kiddushin. The Edelecha Edim Klal, and if there's no Edim at all, am I also Bekrevim Seal? Why should his statement make him usher to marry her relatives? There's no kedushin. El alav the aid echad. Evidently, we have to be talking about, the missionary is talking about, there was only one aid. So you see that one aid is enough for kedushin to take effect. So what are you telling me that even if both... the point is, we're saying at least to take effect to the extent where he's usher to marry her relatives. In other words, if you were to say, like you were saying, Rav Nachman, that when there's one aid only for the kedushin are b'chal not chal, then how does he become also in her relatives anyway? Sure, shavi nafshe chaticha disura, but you have to have some basis for that isur to be chal, and with only one aid, you don't have that, based on what you're saying.
That's the question, yeah.
Yeah. So the answer is, these answers, hocha mayaskin, and the case of our mission is, yonder omelok, sikidashtich, but pnei pleni pleni, v'hochalahem lem dinasiyam. He said, I was mekadesh you in front of two aidim. So the kedushin were chal. But then they went away to Medina Sigam, and therefore we can't ask them, and therefore we only have my say-so and your say-so to go on. But in fact, if he were to say to begin with, I was Makadish you in front of one aid, then Reb Nachman is saying, we would say, never mind, that the Kedushin never took effect in the first place, and he's not even also in her relatives.
He says there were
two aidim at the time.
They both agreed?
She's saying Bechal, there was no Kedushin. Oh. But he's saying, I have Edim. They just went away to Medina Sigam, and therefore they're not available to check with.
So he has to give her a guess.
So now we're saying, first of all, he becomes also in her relatives. Second of all, we don't force him to give her a get, but we request, no, actually we said, in the case where he says, I was Makadosh you, there's no gets to talk about at all. Again, if he were to give her a get, then there's a possibility, amount to him admitting that he says he was Makadosh her, but nevertheless, him giving her a get might result in, there might be the possibility that her relative, according to the Rama, her relatives will still be mutter to him, like we said before, but not everybody's going to agree to that.
Because she's the one
receiving the get, so it might not answer her and his relatives, but on the other hand, it might. So according to different opinions. So therefore, we said when Rav and Shmuel were talking about Kofin, about Mavakshin, that we asked him to give her a get, was strictly in the second case of the Mishnah, where she says, you are Makadish me, and the result is she's going to be also to everybody, so therefore we ask him to give her a get so she's not stuck. But in the Reisha, we didn't say that. So in the Reisha, there's not necessarily a get at all. But here he's saying I was Makadish you before Aiden. But they went away. So Medina said, yeah, so therefore we can't ask them. That doesn't prove anything about the case where there's only one aid. Maybe we'd say when there's one aid, there's no kedushin at all. Okay, so Esve. So then Rava says, in that case, I have another contradiction.
They're both making themselves usher.
No, they're not both making themselves usher.
The case where there's one aid.
Yeah.
And they're both saying, we both agreeing that it happened, and there's only one aid.
Nevertheless, what Rav Nachman is saying, and what Rav Yehuda is not sure about, is one aid. You can't have kedushin with only one aid.
You know, they're both making
so this is we were talking before about aidi kiyum and aidi birur. That's how it's going to end up being over here. The aidim of kedushin are not aidi birur, as in we need them to find out what actually happened over here. They're aidi kiyum. Without them, the kedushin doesn't happen in the first place. The definition of kedushin is that it requires two aidim.
To see
the actual kedushin. In Avodah, by the way, the Rebbe talks about in a few different sikhas, the point that you have in our Avodah, we have Edim of Hashem, the Pasuk actually says, Atem Edainu Hashem, you have two different ways of it. We can be Edik Birur, where like the world doesn't know that Hashem exists and so forth, and it's our job to go and tell them, like Edik Birur. The Gemara says on Amud Beis, Lo Ivi Sadi El Shakori. Really, for most purposes, the purpose of Edim is against liars. You have, let's say, Reuven lent Shimon money. If they both agree that Reuven lent Shimon the money, then Shimon's going to owe it, whether they were Edim or not. Edim help. In case Shimon denies it, then Reuven can bring out his Edim and force Shimon to pay. So we can be Edim like that for Hashem, where just people lie and claim there's no, and it's our job to teach them otherwise. Then we can be on a higher level. We can be Edekium, where through us, Elikos is actually brought into the world where, in a way that it wouldn't have been otherwise. Where without, like Kedushin, without us being Edim, the whole thing doesn't happen. So that's a higher level, or that's a higher level of Avodah. Not to oppose Ra, but rather to bring Toiv into the world. So you were saying, as far as Kedushin, that Rav Nachman is saying you need two Edim, and without two Edim, you don't have any Kedushin at all. So Rava says, I have a contradiction, I'm Rav Nachman. We learned in a Mishnah in Gittin, Hamagarishis Ishtoi, a man divorces his wife, the Lona Ime Bekundiki, and then they stay overnight in an inn, and there was the question whether maybe he was Makadish again. Beshama says he doesn't have to give her a second get. Beshilo says she does. So again, hey, she does, because there's a concern that he might have been Makadish again. So heichidami ida ikka edim. If there were edim that they had relations b'shem kedushin, the edim would be as usual with edim bia. Doesn't mean they see the actual act of bia. Means they see them going into a room together b'shem kedushin. So my time out of Beis Shammai. Why would Beis Shammai say that she doesn't need a get? Obviously, he was Makadisher again. The ida leka edim. And if there were no edim, my time out of Beis Hillel. Then why would Beis Hillel say there's a problem? No edim, then you don't have any proof at all. El alav, the edachon. Obviously, we have to be talking about there was one aid. So then, in that case, the one aid is enough for kedushin to take place. So what are you telling me that not? So Rav Nachman answers. The Gemara answers back, and on behalf of Rav Nachman, v'litai meich knew according to your svara that you think that one aid is enough. Ema Sefer, look at the continuation of that Mishnah. They both agree, Beshama and Basilo, that if there was only Erosin, there had not yet been Nisuin, and then he divorced her, that she does not need a second get. Because he's not so familiar with her. So therefore there's less of a concern that they did be her. So if you're going to tell me one aid is believed, mali mina erusin, mali mina suin. Either way, you have one aid, sees them going into a room together, wouldn't there be the concern that there was bia l'shem kedushin? So no. And rather, we have to say, the case we're talking about over here is there aren't that two Edim. We have Edim of Yichud. They saw them alone in the hotel. The Leka Edim Bia, but you don't have Edim for the, you don't have Edim of Bia. You don't have Edim. You never have Edim for the actual Bia itself. Right. What we mean by Edim Yichud or Edim Bia means, in other words, we saw them together in the room over there. We didn't have, there was no point when they said, when they specifically said, we're going into this room together to be alone. So we had Edim that they were there in the same project, but we don't have any Edim that they actually ever specifically went into a room to be together. So now the Shama is Sabri, Loyam Linen, Hein Hein Edim Yichud, Hein Hein Edim Bia. The Shama says we don't say the Edim of Yichud or the actual Edim of Bia itself. I should say differently. Eided Bia means that they see, the Gemara mentions in Makkos, for example, Mishiro Kemenachim. For example, when it comes to Arayas, the Mitzvah Space Din, the Edim don't have to see Kemikho B'Shveferes, the actual parts joining. They just have to see that they're lying together in a way that people do when they're having relations. So similarly here, Eided Bia would be they see something like that. When it comes to, for example, when you have a Chos and Kala and the Edim see them go into the Yichud room, really, that's what it is. They're not Eded Bia. If we required Eded Bia, then it would mean they would have to see them in the position. But like this, we don't have to. So Bishamai holds, we don't say Hein Hein Eded Yichud, Hein Hein Eded Bia. Once they see that, so Bishamai is saying, even though we saw that they're in Yichud, that's not enough to show that there was necessarily Bia, therefore she doesn't necessarily need a second get. Basilo says, you're going to say, once you saw that there was Yichud, those Edim themselves, then they constitute Eded Bia as well. Once we see that they were in Yichud together, we don't even need Eded Bia, because since they were married and Libra Gasban is familiar with her, then therefore there's a high likelihood that the Yichud led to Bia. And therefore the Bia would have been Lashem Kedushin, and therefore she'd need a second get. So now we can say Umoidim, Vaded, Miskarshim, and Erasin. So now, on the other hand, they both agree when it comes to when she was divorced from Erasin, the lawyer Minan Hena and Ediyichun, Hena and Edibia, Mipnesha and Libra Gaspa. Now the business about Libra Gaspa, now we understand what the relevance of it is. When there was only Erasin, they're not so familiar with one another yet, so being in Yichud together is not necessarily going to lead to Bia. So Basil would agree in that case, just because they were in Yichud doesn't mean they had Bia, and therefore we have no basis necessarily for saying that there was ever a new Kedushin with Bia. But when they're Libra Gaspar, then you have that consideration. So therefore it's not a matter of one, so it's not a matter of there was one Aid like Rava had thought. We are talking about there were two Aidim over here, but they only saw the Yichud, not the Bia. So now the question is, do Aid Yichud also count as Aid Bia? Basilo says as long as there was Nisuin, then yes. So therefore, that has nothing to do with Rav Nachman's case of only one aid. So not comparable, right? Okay. So the Gemara.
We don't say in this case that it wasn't a kaddish, so then she would not be allowed to.
So you have a different. We have a different consideration in this case of Lana Imam Mepunziki. You have the consideration whether it's possible that they did do Bia, but it was Hashem's Nus rather than Hashem Kedushin. There you have the concept called Einonim Oseb Bi'ilaseb Bi'ilas Nus, that we can assume where he's able to do a Bia that would be Mutter, then he's not going to do one that's Aser. So here he has the ability to do a Bia that will be Hashem Kedushin, and therefore we can assume that he's doing that rather than Hashem's Nus. So if we say that there was Bia.
And then he wouldn't have to tell the Edim, I'm doing this Moshe.
So if he tells the Edim, I'm going into Yichud, the Shem Bia, then yeah, obviously that'll be, then there'll be Edim Bia, yeah.
On the other hand, from her side, if it's the Shem condition, then she didn't need a get.
That's what we're saying.
Based up.
Fine, but he already gave her a get previously. Now the question is whether he has to give her a second get. But maybe that's it. Maybe they reconcile. Maybe they don't need, maybe she doesn't, she's not worried about whether she's stuck. She plans to remain married to him, let's say, yeah. Okay. So the Gemara continues.
This is answering it.
There's no comparison because that case of the Magarish issue of Lona Imam Mepundiki is talking about there were in fact Edim. There were two Edim. However, they weren't Edim Bia. They were only Edim Yichud. And the question is, do they count also as Edim Bia?
So that's
Machlokes. B'Shamah B'Sila, whether they do or not, but nothing to do with the situation of one Edim. So the Gemara continues. Omer of Yitzchak Pashmo ba Marta Meshmeder Av Hamakadosh Beit Echad Ein Choshen LeKedushav Ba'Afidu Shnei Moedim. Till now we've been talking about. We said Rav Yehuda. We said Rav Nachman. Now we have Rav also is saying that a man is Makadosh with one aid. We're not concerned about his kedushin, even if both of them agree that there was kedushin. And the Gemara continues. Omer Rav Barav Huna Hamakadosh Beit Echad Bei Diner Rava, the great Beis Din, which we're going to define soon who that is. Amri, they say, in Choshen LeKedushav, we're not concerned about the Kedushin. There's no Kedushin.
We had this whole thing, we say that a person would not bring a Isra and himself, and here they're both saying yes. And Amri,
yeah, but nevertheless, one aid is not enough to make anybody else. So the Gemara continues. So Omer Rabba Lama Hunam Kanish Beit Echad Beit Dinner Rabba Ami In Choshen LeKedushin Man Beit Dinner Rabba. Who is that great Beis Din that Rabba Barav Huna is referring to? Is the Beis Din of Rab. Then the Gemara brings the Ikadamri, another version. Omer Rabba Barav Huna Omer Rab Hamakadosh Beit Echad Beit Dinner Rabba Ami In Choshen LeKedushin. Now here you can't say that the Beit Dinner Rabba would be Rab's own Beis Din, because Rab is not going to say, is not going to pull his own Beis Din. He's not going to say the great Beis Din, meaning my own Beis Din says this. He needs to prove from a previous generation. So then, according to that, Man Beit Dinner Rabba Rebbe. According to that, Rab's statement about Beit Dinner Rabba would refer to the Beis Din of Rebbe, that they said that they're not choshen for kedusha.
But it can't be his own bezin, but he's not speaking on himself because he's got.
No, but it's more a matter of he's trying to bring a proof. I'm a kaddish beit echad. I'll tell you, it's not just I that I'm saying. You should know a greater beis din than me said that, so that has to be a beis din of a previous generation, namely Rebbe. Okay, so the Gemara says Mosiv Rav Achad Boi Bar Ami. However, Rav Achad Boi Bar Ami says I have a contradiction to that. We learn in a brisa Shnayim Shabom from Medinas Yam. Two men come from Medinas Yam. We don't know who they are. Of the Isha Imahem, and together with them is one woman. The Chavila Imahem, and they have a bundle of money with them. Now, who's one of you? One of the men says, Zu Ishti, the Ze Abdi. One of them says that this woman is my wife, and this other man is my Evet Kanani. The Zu Chavilasi, and this bundle of money belongs to me. And the other one claims the same thing. Zu ishti, v'zeh abdi, v'zeh chavivasi. The other one claims the same thing. This is my wife, and that's my eved, and this is my bundle of money. And she says, neither of them is my husband. They're both my slaves, and this is my bundle of money. Yeah, you can make a whole movie out of this, the stamina, but yeah, anyway. So, what's the din? She's going to require two gittin because each one says that she's his wife. And it sounds like at this point, we're assuming, the Gemara is assuming, that without the gittin, she's not going to be able to get married to anybody. So therefore, it sounds like we're going to need gittin in order to make her mutter to marry anybody. And then the goiva to make subasa mina chavila, then she can collect the value of her ksuba from that bundle of money, because if the whole bundle belongs to her, then it belongs to her. If not, each one is saying that he was married to her, and therefore that he owes her a ksuba. So therefore, manav shech, we can take the value of the ksuba out of the bundle and give it to her.
They're both agreeing that they're...
Each one is claiming that I'm the one who was married to her. But the fact is, it's true she's receiving two gittin, but she's receiving only one ksuba, because each one is saying she's married to only one of us. So therefore you can't say she could collect double ksuba, because there's no way she was married to both of them. We only need two gittin to suffer.
Who's holding the money?
Let's say the bundle. Let's say none of them are holding the money. That's if they were holding it, it would be another matter. Let's say the bundle of money is on the table in front of them. Let's say to keep things simple, so that we don't have right now nobody's muhsik in it.
Someone carried it.
Right. Okay, whatever. Right now, the way we have to go with the way we see. Anyway, and then at this point, the Gemara is also assuming, Rashi says, the bundle will basically munach ad sheyaveh Eliyahu. We're going to have to leave it until Eliyahu HaNavi comes, or until we find more evidence of what's going on over here.
Well,
meanwhile, though, manav shech, she can collect her ksuba out of it, but the rest of the money is going to have to stay in escrow until we figure things out. Now, we have to ask, hey chidomi, what's the scenario? Id isfei sadi lahai, isfei sadi lahai. If each one has edim, that says that what he's saying is correct, that this is his wife and this is his bundle of money. So, uh, No, because let's say you have two sets of Eidim. We don't know which one is telling the truth. So you have something like that, right? But then, mi motzi amra eru shnei avodim v'chavila shali, how would we ever believe her to say that they're both my avodim and the bundle of money belongs to me? After all, we have Eidim against her. Fine, we don't know which set of Eidim is saying the truth. But the fact is, we know that what she's saying is contradicted by two sets of Eidim. So how could we, in particular then, how could we say that the rest of the money is munachat shiyave eliyo? How can we say then that it was, rather, how can we say that she's collecting huksuba, manafshich? What do you mean manafshich? Either it belongs to Reuven or it belongs to Shimon. We don't necessarily have a basis for saying that any of it belongs to her, because we don't, like this, we could say, like this, we thought she's claiming the whole thing belongs to her, and therefore at least she can collect the value of her ksuba out of it. But if we don't believe her claim, because it's contradicted by two different sets of Eidim, then how could we use that as one of the three possibilities and say, therefore, she's entitled to collect her ksuba, manafshach? We don't know that.
But we learned before that if you give a get, automatically you give a ksuba.
No, that was in the case of our Mishnah, where he says, I was Makadish you, and she denies it. Fine, where he says, I was Makadish you, we said we don't force him to give it. We don't even request him to give a ksuba. The other way around, where she says, you were Makadish me, and he says no, then we request him to give a ksuba. And if he gives a ksuba voluntarily, then we ask him to give a get, and if he gives a get voluntarily, then we make him pay the ksuba. Here it's the other way around. They're saying one of us was Makadish you, and she's saying she's denying it. So we can't be talking about where each of them has Eidim. El Allah, the Eid Echad. Evidently, we have to be talking about each of them has one aid. So then it sounds like one aid is strong enough to require her to get a get. But the Gemara answers back with Tisperah. How could you think that's what it is? Aid Echad, Chosher Mimahemon. When you have one aid that's contradicted by another aid, would he be believed at all? And here on top of that, Rashi points out you have she's contradicting both of the Eidim as well. So no. As far as her being mutter to marry anybody else, there's no question she's mutter. Because we're talking about over here that we're talking about over here there are no Eidim. The Hocha, no, there's just them themselves. They're negated, although they're not Eidim.
No, but they might have been Nisyam.
The Hocha Hachikam, what we're saying over here, the reason she needs two gittin is we need, again, we request them to give her a get. We don't force them. We request them to give her a get. In order that she should be able to collect her ksuba from the bundle, because otherwise, like this, we want to be able to allow her to collect a ksuba from it, and therefore, but a mayor, he, or Braisa, would be going specifically according to the mayor, he says that not only Kalka is Meshubah to the Ksuba, but so is Metalkin. So in other words, the Chiddush of this Braisa, Rashi says, the whole point of this Braisa is really to tell us, like Reb Meir's opinion, Metalkin, Meshtabi Laksuba, and therefore, it's only right that she should be able to collect her Ksuba from this bundle of money. But therefore, in other words, again, we're not talking about that there are Eidim involved over here. If there was one aid, we would, on each side, we would ignore it. If there were two Eidim on each side, we wouldn't believe her claim at all. So we have to be talking about there are, in fact, no Eidim of what the situation is over here.
Available, or not available.
So, right, they're not available, right. Okay. So the Gemara says, my havi Allah. What's the bottom line as far as the halacha, whether kiddushin in front of one aid is enough? So far, we had a number of Amiroyim saying that it's no good. It doesn't, no effect. But we had Rav Yehuda saying that he wasn't sure. In fact, by the way, the Rishonim discussed, are we going to be talking about the case where the original case Rav Yehuda was asked about is there's one aid, but the one or the other of them is contradicting him. On the other hand, are we talking about so what we had is, Rav Yehuda had said that if there's one aid and they're contradicting him, then we ignore that. But then they asked him, Shnei and Moedim Mai, what about if both of them agree? And that he wasn't sure about. So now, is the Gemara discussing what's the din if there's one aid, but one or the other of them is contradicting him, or are we going to be discussing the case where there's one aid and both of them admit that there was Kedushin? So that's going to result in a difference in the halacha. So Rav Kahana Alma in Choshen the Kedushah, Rav Papa Sava Alma Choshen the Kedushah. So Rav Kahana says we're not concerned with Kedushin, and Rav Papa says we are. So Omele Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, my daitich. So Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, who was his rebbe, what are you thinking to say that that kedushin with one aid shouldn't work? It must be the yalfus dover mi mamen, because you're learning zera shava on the word dover from mamen, whereby by mamen it says apish shnayim edim ay apish shloish edim yochum dover. By kedushin it says kimotzav ervas dover. There it's actually about gittin, but whatever. So you're going to say that therefore there's a comparison, just like there you need two edim, here you need two edim. E malahalan hadas bal din kamei edim dami. Well, when it comes to mammon, when the Baal Dover himself admits, when the Baal Din himself admits, then it's the equivalent of 100 edim. If Reuven says, I admit that I owe Shimon money, then he owes Shimon money, even if there's no edim. So afkan hadas bal din kamei edim dami. Why don't we say the same thing over here?
And say that
if both of them agree, or even if only one of them says, that there was kedushin, then it should work even with only one aid, or even with no aidim at all.
Even though there's a kosher there.
What?
Even though there's a kosher. They're both saying they married her.
Well, that's it. No. Here we're not talking anymore about the two cases, about the case of the two men who are claiming. Here we're just saying, stam, a man and a woman say, that I was Makadish, you were, they both agree, so then, right, so is it valid with only one aid? When it comes to Dini Mamana, such a thing would work.
But it should be the one eighth plus them, which is like the
yeah.
quiz.
Oh, Malay. So he answers, Hosam, like Tochai Vahrini. The difference is, when a person says, for example, I owe somebody else money, he's not causing a choy for somebody else. He's causing, he himself is losing money, but he's not causing a detriment to anybody else. Hocha, Kachiyu Vahrini. Here he's causing chiyu to somebody else because the fact is, that by saying that makes that she's an aishas ish. She's also to everybody else, so therefore we need aidim for that. So yeah, actually, there's two different ways of understanding. One second. Rashi says the point is that now her relatives become also to him, and his relatives become also to her. So in that sense, then each of them is causing a detriment to the other one. The Rashba mentioned the point that also she becomes also to everybody else because now they're saying she's an Ashes Ish. So in other words, so it's not the same kind of Hadar. When I say I owe money, then that's Hadar Sval Din Kamei Edom Dami. It's not impinging on anybody else. But he is saying, even if they both say, I was Makadish you, you were Makadish me, but there's only one aid, or there's no aidim at all, nevertheless, it has more of an effect. It has the effect of making her also to everybody else, and it has the effect of making their relatives also to each other, and therefore you can't do that without aidim.
The person can make a choif for himself, or
person can make a choif for himself.
Or to other person.
No, you know, he's saying, I owe money, therefore it's a choif that I owe. He can do that. So the Gemara continues in that vein. Mazuter v'Rav Abba Sava b'nei d'Rav Mori bar Isu polig nichsayu b'hadi adoni. The Mazuter and Rav Abba Sava, who were the sons of Rav Mori bar Isu, they were dividing up their inheritance with one another. Rav Mori had passed away, and his sons are dividing things up. Also kamei d'Rav Ashi, so they came to Rav Ashi so it's not a matter of Yerusha. They were partners, rather. They're brothers. They also had a partnership, and now they want to break up the partnership. Also, the Kamei Rav Ashi, so they came to Rav Ashi, so they said, do we say, apishnei edim omer achmana, when the Torah says you need two edim for dinim omenes, is only the boi lameder lemotsu hadri bahu, is only so that in order, if they want to change their mind afterwards, they won't be able to, because the Edim will, or not change their mind, but if they want to deny later on, if there was such and such an agreement, then the Edim will contradict them. Well, we're not going to, once we divide it up, we're honest people, we're brothers, we're not going to try to cheat one another, so therefore we can do it without Edim. Or maybe the matter gets established and it only happens only if there are Edim, and no Edim means it doesn't happen at all, it's not Chal. Amalahu, said Rav Ashi, answers them, Le'ivru Sadi El Shakori. Edim are needed only for liars. So in the case of Dinei Mamonos, you don't need Edim. If two people want to do like you, want to break up your partnership on your own, you can do that without Edim. So Tosfos adds, for that matter, the same thing as far as a Kinyan. You don't necessarily need Edim for a Kinyan.
Two guys trust one another.
If the two guys trust one another. But when it comes to Kedushin, we're saying over here, that's different. So now the Gemara doesn't use the terminology over here, but the Rishonim use the terminology that the Edim of Kedushin and of Gittin are Edik Kiyum. Well, it's related. I mean, we said over here, Lemekayim of Milsa. Without Edim, a Get or Kedushin does not Bechlal take effect. So in other words, not even a matter of they agree with one another. Now there are some Rishonim who say ultimately, since we had a machlokas in the Gemara over here of Kahana and Rapapa, maybe the halacha is like Rapapa, and we are choshesh the kedushin ve'ed echad to the extent that we require a get. Maybe. So there are some Rishonim who say that most poskim hold that it's not an issue that where there's only one aid, then there was bechlal no kedushin.
Even though they both agreed to it
and everything, but according to most Rishonim, if the halacha ends up being that if there's one aid, then nothing happened. There are a minority of Rishonim that say that that in that case you were to be choshish and maybe you'd have to give her a get to be on the same side.
Or
they could be married, obviously. They could do kedushin properly in front of two aidim. And this kind of thing is also sort of negeya when you get to the whole question of civil marriages. So there you have, you know, a couple decides they want to be married and they get married in a court or whatever, but they didn't have chuppah or kedushin. Is it considered a valid marriage on the halacha or not? After all, they both agree they want to be married. Famously, there was a machlokas about this between Rav Moshe and Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, who was also one of the great poskim in America. Rav Moshe writes in a couple of his Truvas, there's no issue with it. Yes, they intend to be married, but they don't intend to be married in the way that the Torah defines marriage. So therefore, a civil thing. So therefore, if they end up getting divorced, she doesn't need a get. On the other hand, Rav Henkin held that no, the fact is they do both agree they want to be married. You may not have Eidim, fine, but we're saying over here that even only Eid Echad, there may be reason for a suffix. And in any case here, it would be maybe like what we said before about Eid, the fact is everybody sees that they're living together. So it's like Eid Yichud and Eid Bia that we talked about before, and they both agree. So it should be considered a marriage, la halacha, and she should require a get.
As far as it goes.
Yeah. Beryl Wine, actually. So the Lamaisa people usually follow Rav Moshe and that, but Beryl Wine tells an interesting story about this. Rav Henkin, in his later years, had Alzheimer's. And when a person has Alzheimer's, then they're forgetful and they say anything that comes to their mind. So, now besides this, there was another famous machloikas that Rav Henkin had with Gdoli Yisrael of his time on the question of, now like this, on Rosh Hashanah. We're davening lasts till 2 or 3 in the afternoon, so you're not eating till long past chatzos because you're not supposed to eat before tkiyas shofar. So in many yeshivas, they developed the minhag to make kiddush after shachris before tkiyas, and that way at least they're not fasting till after chatzos. Rav Henkin didn't like that. The fact is, you're not supposed to eat before shofar. You're not supposed to eat before shofar. But again, with both of these things, he didn't want to make a big public deal of it because he didn't want to make an open machlokas like that. So now, when he had Alzheimer's, Beryl Wine tells the story, what is he saying over and over again when like the filter on his brain is removed and he's saying whatever comes to mind, he keeps on saying over and over again, no kiddush before tkiyas, she needs a proper get. Those are the two things like he had been suppressing in his mind all these years. He didn't want to speak them out. And now when partially he couldn't control himself anymore, those are the two things that are uppermost on his mind. He keeps on saying
no
kiddush before tkiyas, and she must receive a proper get. Like you have sometimes, you know, a person who has Alzheimer's, they blab everything, you know, just anything that's random from their brain. His machshavas were in learning and in halacha and so much that was.
I never heard the name.
He's not as well known as Rav Moshe and some of the other Gedolei Yisrael, but he was a pretty prominent poskim in his time here in America. He came over from Europe, but yeah, he was in America for several decades. Yeah. He has descendants now also who've become somewhat prominent rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. His grandson actually, who unfortunately was killed in a terrorist attack a few years back, is a prominent young Talmid Chacham. But it's a family of Talmid Chachamim. Yeah.